Barack Obama wants to redistribute the wealth. Well, I disagree. I think you need to earn what you get in life. So join me, because I'm going to be redistributing the truth, one word at a time, here on The Unsolicited Opinion.
Follow the yellow brick road. Follow the yellow brick road.
Follow the yellow brick road. Follow the yellow brick road.
Follow the yellow brick road.
Follow the yellow brick road.
Follow the yellow brick road. Follow the yellow brick road. Follow, 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 follow the yellow brick road. Follow the yellow brick, follow the yellow brick, follow the yellow brick road.
Hey everybody, it's Maggie Rodden, and hey, let's go to Oz. Want to? Wouldn't it be a better place than to be where we are today? I think it sure beats the hell out of the reality you and I are all living in. Ain't nothing good coming out of any of this unless the American people rise up and stand up and take their country back. Ain't nothing good coming our way. Just despair and misery. In fact, what was that misery index? Didn't they create that when I think Carter was in office? Well, what is the misery index at today, huh? I don't know. Do the numbers even go that high for the misery that's happening and has yet to happen, huh? Does it? Do the numbers even go that high? I mean, I know they say infinity is limitless ad infinitum. I don't know. But I'll tell you, the American people ain't seen nothing yet. These boys, these people in power, these crooks, these gangsters, well, you ain't seen nothing yet for what they have in store for us. You will be on your knees begging for more porridge, please. And I, for one, and I know all of you listening, have no intention whatsoever of going down without a fight. Just isn't in our makeup. It isn't in our DNA. So, anyway, I thought we'd take a little cruise down the yellow brick road today. And I have a guest lined up who I'm going to bring on in a couple minutes after the first break. I guess I don't know whether she's connected with us or not. But anyway, yeah, the call-in number for those of you who'd like to call in and give us your unsolicited opinion or solicited opinion, whatever you want to call it, either way. You know, some say potato, some say potato, tomato, tomato, who cares, right? Anyway, if you want to call in, you are welcome to do so, and the call-in number, for those of you who do not know what it is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Listen, now, if you would like to advertise your business or service, you've got to advertise it somewhere, right? So I suggest you advertise it here on Republic Broadcasting Network, because we are redistributors of the truth. And the only thing that's going to set you free in life is the truth. It is not the lie, because the lies are what are enslaving you, because the lies are what you hear right now. So, if you would like to do that, the number to call is 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719 is the number to call. Our address is 2251 Double Creek Road, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Now, you can find us on Facebook at Republic Broadcasting Network. You can contact us via our website, which is republicbroadcasting.org. You can find us on Twitter at RBN Live, RBN Live. I want to say hello to everybody who's listening on KHFX 1140 AM in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, as well as everywhere else in Texas and around the country and around the world. Hello, 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 everyone. Welcome to the truth, something you don't hear on the mainstream media. Listen, I'm hearing that cue music, which is always a hint for me to stop talking so we can go to break. We'll be back in 3 minutes, everybody. Don't go away.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Do you suppose we'll meet any wild animals?
We might. Animals that eat straw?
Some, but mostly lions and tigers and bears.
Lions?
And tigers?
And bears.
Lions and tigers and bears. Oh, my.
Lions and tigers and bears.
Oh, my.
Lions and tigers and bears.
Oh, my.
Lions and tigers and bears.
Oh, my.
Lions and tigers and bears.
Oh, my.
Hey, everybody, don't we have some liars and traitors and bankers, oh my? 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 Ah, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? Oh, no. We got to stand up. That's what we're going to do. We've got to stand up. We need courage. That's all. Just a little courage. Just like the lion needed courage. Always, always, always we need courage. So find courage, kids. Now listen. Now that we know who the liars and traitors and bankers are, let's get to another truth teller. My guest today is Cassandra Anderson, and she has a website where she helps to redistribute the truth as well, called Morph City. So you can find that at morphcity.com, like Mork and Mindy, Morph, M-O-R-P-H, city.com. I want to welcome Cassandra to the show today. Hi, Cassandra. How are you? Hello, Cassandra. Are you there with me?
I can hear you. I don't know if you can hear me.
I can hear you now. Yes, I can. So how you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks so much for having me on your show.
Oh, I always like having you on. So shall we name some liars and traitors and bankers, oh my, huh?
Okay.
Should we talk about who it is? It's really, really, really the wizard, the one behind a curtain. Who is it, huh? What are those gangster banksters up to, and what are they planning on doing to us? What do you think?
Well, I think here in the U.S., of course, it's the Federal Reserve is the culprit behind so much of what's going on, you know, because you've got fiat money, which just means that it has no real value. It's just a piece of paper, except you're forced to use it through the legal tender laws, which essentially means that the legal tender laws say that if you're offered dollars for payment, you must accept them. Now, if you're offered something else, that's okay, too. But people are just so brainwashed and used to using dollars that that's what they're using. And it has value because it's backed up by government enforcement, you know, under the threat of fine and imprisonment. And then the second part of that, which is even worse, are the fractional reserves, which the history of it is that I think it was around 500 years ago, I believe I read it was in Venice, where people didn't want to carry around all this metal. It was heavy and you could get robbed. And so they go to the gold.
It had value.
Right, yes, it did.
It was worth something.
And so they went to the goldsmiths and they said, hey, can you keep, you know, this my gold in your vault? And the goldsmith said, sure. And so they would issue receipts. Well, pretty soon the receipts they started using them as money. And as time went by, the goldsmiths became bankers, and they realized that people only withdrew a deposit or withdrew some of their gold 10% of the time. So they started issuing more receipts than there was gold, and that's fractional reserves. And now they're doing the same thing, you know, and it's usually on a scale ratio of 9 to 1. So if you deposit $1,000 in the bank can now loan out $9,000, and so on, and so on, and so on.
Yeah, they've been loaning a lot of that stuff out, too, haven't they?
Yeah, and then with the fiat problem, you know, they're just, the Federal Reserve is printing like crazy.
I don't know. It gives them something to do. What else would they do? They'd be bored. They wouldn't know what to do.
Yeah, and of course, I'm sure you've seen this, Maggie, the what's happened recently. It was Bank of America and J.P. Morgan, I think B of A, transferred from their investment banking arm, I think it was $75 trillion in derivatives, right, over into their deposit unit, which now means that the FDIC, it puts them on the hook, and nobody's screaming about that. And then what was the other one, J.P. Morgan, I think they had $79 trillion. I could have those figures transposed, but anyway. It's a lot of trillions of dollars.
Yeah, it's a lot of trillions. You almost can't count that high. Hey, listen, before we go on, Cassandra, I had a caller who called in before I brought you on. So let's see what Mike in Chicago has to say real quick. Hey, Mike, how are you?
Hi, Maggie. I love your voice. I guess it's just the voice thing. It's just I can't stay away from you, Meg.
Oh, well, that's a good thing. Tell your friends. Tell your enemies, too. Tell them all to listen. Back to time to advertise on RBN 2 while we're at it, okay?
Hey, great. Is this young lady your guest, or is it just?
Yes, she is my guest. Cassandra Anderson is her name.
Oh, very good. Okay, well, I'm Maggie's caller, Mike. I call in, you know, quite often. But the fact of the matter is today that there was Sunday there was 130 arrests in Chicago for protesting. Wall Street occupation type people, and Sunday there was 170 people that were arrested again. And I'm wondering if they're actually going to go ahead next Sunday. I'm waiting to see and get arrested again. But the problem is they're not, you know, telling what their point is. There should be higher prices, and your guest started to explain why. I don't have to explain why, because I'll sit here all day. But it's higher prices, and that should be the big complaint, and lower wages. And not, there's no regulation of anything. Language, there's, you know, there's no, there, you know, in, if you're a commercial pilot, the national global language is English. Well, there's no standard here for anything. Everybody, you know, and then she talked about derivatives. They banned those. And then I think I have to do the research. I think it was in 1997 or so. They made them legal again. I mean, it's almost, I keep asking the question, is this intentional? You know, are they actually doing this intentionally? You know, just,
of course.
You know, yeah. Yeah,
yeah, it is. Hard to believe,
yeah.
Isn't it?
It's
all of it's hard to believe.
Yeah, it's the question.
Cassandra, you want to comment?
Oh, absolutely. You know, the goal, I believe, is to crash the dollar and, you know, all other economies and go to a one-world banking system, which the Vatican just advocated yesterday.
Hey, all you Catholics, the Pope is a green Pope. He's one of the gangsters. Hello, sorry to tell you that, but hey, I was baptized Roman Catholic, so I can talk. I can say what I want.
Yeah, that's pretty mind-blowing because, you know, and he was talking about the greed and everything, and it's like, hey, Pope, take a look at the UN. You know, the whole thing, you know, is based on world dominance and control. And, you know, the IMF has already, you know, started with the, what are they called, the special drawing rights, SDRs, you know, and that's where they're, you know, they're putting us on the track to, you know, one world bank through the SDRs, which are baskets of currency, fiat currency with no value, you know, and so it's more the same. It just makes no sense unless you're looking at it from a perspective of total control and domination. Then it makes perfect sense of what they're doing.
Now,
yeah.
Can I ask your guest, you know, the chip, that you got the RFID, you have that, you have credit cards, you have the barcode, all right? It doesn't, now the chip, I don't want to get to the Bible or nothing and start going there, but, I mean, if it is, you know, if that's going to be part of it. Because, you know, who was it who talked about that, the guy who did Freedom to Fascism?
Aaron Russo?
Right. He talked about the chip, you know. And because he talked to one of the bankers, those Rothschild guys.
He was friends with Nick Rockefeller.
Okay. So can you maybe help me? Could it be a credit card? Maybe it could be your driver's license. Do you know I'm a truck driver, they're going to put my medical information on my driver's license? Did you know that?
Yeah, I think they're trying to do, I'm in Pennsylvania, Mike, I think they're trying to do something like that here in this state here, where you'd have all of your personal information on your driver's license. Yeah, it's pretty much a big invasion of your privacy, isn't it?
Yeah, does your guest have any comments on this funneling into the chip?
Well, I think that because I believe it was 37 states that put the kibosh on the RFID chip, and in so doing, there's more than one way to do things with these people. They always have backup plans. So they're doing it more slowly and incrementally. Like, for instance, places on the Canadian border, I know up in Washington State, they have an easy pass. And so it's a chip on your driver's license, and, you know, they can just read who you are, and you just drive straight through. But that's got all your information in it, and then, you know, it's, you know, all databased at Department of Homeland Security and centralized in Washington, D.C. And, you know, that everybody thinks that anti-immigration bill in Arizona is so super terrific. It's not, you know. That's about databasing, too.
Hang on, because we've got to go to break. We'll be back in 3 minutes, everybody. 800-313-9443 is the number to call. My guest today is Cassandra Anderson from WorthCity.com. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees. But we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD. 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
I were king of the forest, not queen, not duke, not prince. My regal robes of the forest would be satin and not a cotton and not chintz. I'd command each thing, be it fish or fowl, with a woof and a woof and a royal growl. Woof. As I'd click my heel, all the trees would kneel and the mountains bow and the bulls kowtow. And the sparrow would take wing. Fie, fie, were king. Each rabbit would show respect to me. The chipmunks genuflect to me. Though my tail would lash, I would show compassion for every underling. Fie, fie, or king.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Radden, and I'm not king of the forest, and actually I have no desire to be. Although I probably would make a good king, now that I come to think about it, but since that's not what I have any interest in doing, I think we should eliminate all those people who think they should be kings. I think we ought to get rid of those titles. Just make them serfs like the rest of us. What do you think, huh? Anyway, my guest this morning is Cassandra Anderson, and she has a website with a lot of great information on it. Excellent writer. MorphCity.com, and that is M-O-R-P-H, like we're morphing into something, which I don't know what it, But we know what we're morphing into, and we don't like it, which is why we're all here together today on the Yellow Brick Road to fight against it and pull back the curtain and expose who it is these gangsters are that are enslaving us. So I don't know if Mike from Chicago, are you still on with us, Mike?
Yeah, Maggie, and then I'll let you go. But, I mean, you know, you got, and then in Chicago, too, they're passing the legislation to have a camera, you know, speeding cameras. Those are just like the red light cameras. This is all very, very tacky and unconstitutional. I mean, you know, and getting tickets in the mail. And I don't know. I just feel like one day we're not going to be ourselves. I mean, think about it. With the GMO food, what are they doing? Are they creating us to be something? We're not even going to be human anymore. I mean,
well, they don't want,
they're
not interested in creating us. They're interested in destroying us. They're not creating anything. They're destroying. In fact, you mentioned that I couldn't sleep the other night, and I've said this time and time again. I have insomnia half the time, so I'm up half the night, you know, doing whatever, reading or watching, flipping through stations. And the other night, I came across this documentary about the 1918 flu, which, if you'll recall, those of you listening, it killed millions of people worldwide. It was a very, very deadly flu. And so they were talking about some of the different things that went on, and one of the things that they mentioned, and they referenced Philadelphia, and they referenced San Francisco, and they were referencing Phoenix, but they were talking about how they were lying to the people. They, and of course, they had newspapers at that time. It was really their only really mode of communication, right? I don't know if the radio was around then. I don't believe so. But anyway, they were lying to the people and not giving them accurate numbers of, you know, whether the flu had hit their area or not. And at one time, at one point, during the height of the flu pandemic, there were over 800 people a day were dying here in Philadelphia. And here they were not giving information out at all. They were lying to the people, saying, oh, don't worry about a thing. In San Francisco, they were actually giving people information. But they had also mentioned that in Phoenix, they started to kill their dogs because a rumor got started that dogs were carrying the flu, and so they killed all of the dogs in Phoenix, every single dog they killed. And they also mentioned, and I thought this was rather interesting, and I had not heard this before, but they were talking about the people had blood coming out of their eyes and their nose and their ears and that. And, you know, I've never heard of a flu where you started to bleed out. But I know that hemorrhagic fever, which is the Ebola virus, which is so deadly. I mean, people who come in contact with that are dead within 48 hours. With the hemorrhagic fever, you do start to bleed like that from different body orifices. So I'm just curious whether it really was a flu or if it wasn't some other type of virus. But one of the things they mentioned was that they were 75% had almost 75% of the process completed to kind of rejuvenate this virus. They had dug up a body in Alaska, one in somewhere in Canada, I believe, in one of the states here in the United States, and they had dug up these bodies, and they were trying to extract the virus out of what was left of them and to be able to reconstitute this virus. Of course, one would think, you know, while they would just wanted to study it, but why would you ever bring back a virus like that in the first place, which was it's very sinister in my book, considering we know what we know about what these global elitists plan on doing, and I thought that was rather telling that, I don't know, you know,
it's
with what
so, yeah, it's so
frightening, isn't it?
Well, it's Plum Island, you know, with the USDA and their weird animal experiments and germ experiments. It's crazy stuff.
Well, yeah, why would you ever want to reconstitute, and that's not the correct terminology. I know it has genomes or something. I'm not sure the correct terminology for what they're trying to do to extract this virus back out of these you know, corpses, but
It's insane. You know, there's no good reason for that. Other, you know, the only reason there is for that is psychopathy.
Yeah, exactly. And it was just phenomenal. You know, it was very a really very interesting documentary that I just happened to stumble upon when I was flipping through the stations at 3 a.m. But rather frightening, but very telling to me that, you know, you just think about what these evil people are plotting is just, I don't know. I when I see videos or a glimpse of a video, I don't make a habit of trying to watch them because it's really very unbearable to me. But when I see the different videos of people starving, and say, in Africa, and they are just stick figures, it's like it's not even real looking at this human being that is so thin. It's like you drew them on a piece of paper with a pencil. And I saw a video not too long ago. I stumbled upon it of a person crawling on their hands and knees, but they were like a stick figure. And it was just, it stuck in my head. It's like some of the things you see in life become indelibly etched in your brain, and that was it. And I just, I don't know, it's truly cause for pause to step back and think of what the hell is happening, what's happened always for, you know, decades and decades and decades in this world, and the evil that is prevalent.
Well, you usually see that kind of thing in a dictatorial regime, you know, if you're talking about Africa.
Yeah.
You know, with the people starving. It's so sick and so crazy.
I'm not sure what I'm hearing here. I'm hearing the cue count now. Listen, we're going to go to break. Mike, I don't know if you want to hang out with us. You're welcome to. We'll be back in 3 minutes, everybody. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. Cassandra Anderson from MorphCity.com is my guest. Check her website out. It's a great website.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, everybody. This is Maggie Rodden. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. The call-in number is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. My website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com. I will link to my guest Cassandra Anderson's website, which is morphcity.com, up on mine under the tab entitled podcast. So, you know, if you forget where to go for her, you can go to today's podcast tab and find her name and her address, her website address there. Listen, everybody. I don't know, Mike, if you're still on. I don't know if we cut you loose. I have one more question for you if you're still on.
Yeah, Mike, you wanted to ask me a question? Is that it? Or?
Yeah, I did. I wanted to ask you a question. Are you in your truck listening?
Yeah, I am, but I was just going to make one more comment and let you go.
Yeah, well, let me just ask you a question. What do you listen through, your cell phone or something? Is that how you're able to pick up RBN? How are you listening?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
That's correct.
Okay. All right, go ahead. What's your question? And then we are going to set you free, baby.
Right. Well, here's another part of it. I was freaking out. I was type Bill Gates announces for a send YouTube, you know, and he slipped. Okay, let me make my point. Ed Bernanke is an academic. He's not a liar. They need a, like Soros or one of them in there. They need a, bankers have to lie, be good liars. You know, Greenspan was a good liar, but Ben Bernanke slips up too. He's not very good, and he's not a good liar. But anyway, Bill Gates slipped up, and actually, if you listen to what he says, he wanted mosquitoes to deliver vaccines to reduce population. But he admitted it. If you listen, if you go there and listen to what he said, he like slipped up when he said it. Like, to reduce population. I mean, gosh.
I know. I believe I know the clip you're referring to, but he didn't mention the one that I'm familiar with now. I don't know about one where he mentioned mosquitoes, but he was talking about if they worked really hard, and he was at a TED, which is Technology, Entertainment, and Design. It's an acronym for that meeting of these elitist invitation, only who get an invite to this meeting for technology, entertainment and design. He had mentioned that if they worked really hard with their vaccines, which the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation has donated millions and millions of dollars towards vaccine study, that they would be able to reduce the world's population by 10 to 15%, which of course, since vaccines are supposed to prevent disease, you have to ask yourself, well, what is it they're going to put into these vaccines that would act as a sterilant or something that would kill you? The vaccine that's supposed to help you would hurt you. So you have to wonder what is it they're putting in your coffee? Mike, I want to thank you for calling. Cassandra, do you have anything you'd like to throw in? Otherwise, we're going to take a couple more callers.
I would like to mention something with the getting back to the fractional reserve.
Sure.
Just writing receipts on gold that doesn't exist or assets that don't exist. What that creates is the invisible tax of inflation. And, you know, we all suffer from that except for those, you know, the big boys at the very top, the insiders.
Yes, we do. But there is no inflation, you know, that's what they say. Or it's nominal at best.
Nah,
you know, every week when you go to the grocery store and your can of beans now costs 20 cents more, you know, that's not inflation. It's just your imagination, that's all.
It sounds like you've been reading the mainstream media again, Maggie, with the recovery on track everything.
I like to delude myself, you know. I can't stand reality anymore. We have John in Tennessee with us, Cassandra. Let's go to John. Hi, John.
Hi, Maggie. Hi, Cassandra.
Hi, John.
Hi.
Cassandra, you mentioned exactly what I was calling about. You know, I've been trying to tell people here for the last 6 or 7 months because people are becoming aware of what the Federal Reserve really is. And I've tried to explain to them this hidden tax called inflation. And when you do it on the mainstream media, when you call into a local talk show, they put you off very quickly because it's not time for the truth yet. They want to give it to you too late. I know that you work a lot with Edward Griffin, and I appreciate his work. But from the sounds of, I'm sorry.
I have a new video that I shot with him last Thursday, and I wrote up a paper on capitalism and unemployment. Why we're having the problems that we're having with videos that go along with it. And I didn't publish it on my website yet. It's published on Activist Post, and it's called the Liberty Action Kit with a downloadable flyer that you can give to your friends and send them the link. Yeah.
What's extremely important is, let me put it to you this way. We've almost got to have attention deficit disorder to give enough attention to everything that's going on around us. Our heads should be spinning like a top. That's what they're counting on. You know, with a name like MorphCity.com and with what G. Edward Griffin has done on what on earth are they spraying and the chemtrails, et cetera. Cassandra, I'd like to ask you and then maybe comment on it a little bit. Do you think, I mean, we know that it's chemical-based, but is it possible also that it's biological? And what Maggie said earlier, they really don't want to change us, is the farthest thing from the truth. And, Maggie, I would suggest, I know you're a nurse. My sister is also a nurse. She's got her master's and she wasn't aware of some of the things that I brought to her attention. There is something called transhumanism, and if you'll just type that into Google and watch the colleges and universities around the world that pop up, Maggie, their intention is to take us to a place where we are something less than human, something not exactly animal. They're already mixing plant and animal DNA. Vanderbilt University here in Nashville has got billboards all over town. Heart care tailored to your DNA. Cancer care tailored to your DNA. The Chinese are tweaking chromosomes of male mice to allow two male mice to have offspring that are genetically theirs. The only need they have for a female mouse is the uterus. So, Maggie, they do want to take us to a place that we don't want to go.
Well, maybe that's true, but that's after they kill off 85% of us, which is what they're going to do first before they change us. They're going to eliminate the majority of us, John.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think it's being done incrementally, and that's why we have GMOs. And I think that, I've read some things, and I'm not an expert on chemtrails, but I have read some information where they are putting biological agents in chemicals inside of the chemtrails. And it's very scary, you know. But the GMOs, too, they came out and they said, oh, it's no problem. There was a study that came out, and, yes, it does cross the barrier of the gut. And they did it with pregnant women, and it was in their fetuses. And so it is reconstructing our DNA. And you have to remember that when you mix two different species together that would never mate in nature, the DNA does not match up. It fits together. DNA fits together sort of like a zipper. But you've got pieces hanging off of the end, the break off, and going recombined in unknown ways. And so it's just a giant experiment, and it's disgusting.
So they have literally, scientifically opened, literally, Pandora's box that we all heard about when we were kids. And what they've done, in my opinion, is they've taken, like you said, incrementally through our food, and they're tweaking DNA. Maggie, you know, as a nurse, that when you mix drugs, they used to call it compounding. I don't know what they call it now. So when we're taking something in a drink, like, for instance, these energy drinks like Red Bull and Sobe and Fuel and Venom, all these pleasantly named refreshing drinks, are they putting it in our face and saying, hey, guys, we're tweaking your DNA. We're bringing Greek, quote, mythology back to life, you know, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. Are we seeing something, Cassandra and Maggie, of biblical proportion?
Well, I happen to think so, but, I really do. I think, you know, just this whole, the caller who called before talking about RFID chips and that, and if you think of the book of Revelation and talks about not being able to buy or sell unless you have the mark of the beast, well, that certainly would be a good way to accomplish that. And wasn't it just Louisiana, I think it was, that wanted to make it illegal to use cash to buy secondhand, make secondhand store purchases and that, you know, you wouldn't be able to use cash because, of course, it would be untraceable, wouldn't it?
So, Cassandra, I'd
just like to say you mentioned transhumanism, and there's a series of about on YouTube of maybe 7 videos with Tom Horn, and it's excellent.
I'm very familiar with Tom Horn.
Yeah, where he talks about transhumanism in an interview. I know we ran it in, I work for J. Edward Griffin, and I edit the Unfiltered News. And so if people wanted to find that series group together, they could just go on there and do a word search, transhumanism, and find.
All right. I appreciate both of you. Thank you, Maggie, for letting me call.
Oh, you're welcome, John, anytime. Cassandra, we've got a couple other callers. Shall we take some more callers?
Great.
Okay. We have Werner in New Brunswick. Hi, Werner. How are you?
Oh, kind of wet outside, so I just came in for a moment.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm glad you did. So what's up, Werner? What's your comment or question for Cassandra today?
Good morning.
Hi.
Both, and I appreciate all you're doing.
Well, Well, thank you. We appreciate you listening.
Well, I've tried to spread the word that more people start paying attention, including mainstream media.
Yeah.
I recommend you to the reporters there, too.
Oh, do you? Oh, good. Good, good, good. Good to know.
Hopefully it will fall somewhere on some fertile ground.
Well, you know, I have a friend who always said you throw enough stuff against the wall, eventually something's going to stick, and he's right. Sooner or later it does, right?
Yep.
So anyway, what would you like to say today?
You mentioned there about those scientists digging up the corpses of people that had died in the 1918 flu epidemic. It came to my mind a few years ago. There was this big oopla about BSE and Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease. And when I first...
Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease?
Yeah.
Is that what you had mentioned? Okay.
And the first severe outbreaks, they were in the United Kingdom, in England.
Okay.
And I remember about 30 years earlier, I read, 30 or 40 years earlier, I read that off the British coast there was one island. The military used it for their biological weapons experiments. And it was so contaminated with anthrax, you know, it was off limit for anybody to set foot on. But then there, about 12, 15 years ago, I was listening to Coast to Coast, and they were mentioning that during the Second World War in the Japanese in Southeast Asia, New Guinea, they were experimenting with biological warfare components. And they were looking at Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, and they infected some native headhunter tribes.
Okay.
You know. And then I was thinking about by the end of the war, the military technology and all the technology from Germany and especially Japan was being picked up by the allies, you know, East and West. And
right.
What I'm wondering, the question I was asking, could they have used this research of this Japanese scientist who was experimenting with BSE and Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease? Could they have been continuing, especially the British, the experiments with developing it as a biological weapon? And
using this mutated form of this Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease?
And basically it got away.
Hmm.
Got into the food chain.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know what? The only thing I can say, the only word that I can use to describe what's happening in this world and these people who are behind pushing this is these people are evil.
And
they are evil.
A couple of days ago, I got an email. I don't know. I think it was from Brass Check. It was about the same way as Operation Paperclip, the German scientists. The same way they picked up those Japanese scientists, there were about 10,000 that were involved in biological warfare, development of biological warfare. And years earlier, they had used it in their occupied territory in Southeast Asia, in China, and so they used the civilian population in their cruel experiments, you know. And about 10,000 of those scientists, they were being picked up by the Allies.
Yeah, yeah. Cassandra, do you have anything you want to...
Well, let's see. I just keep going back to Plum Island, you know, and how crazy that is.
I read something that's for sale?
Yes, for $80 million. And it's such a cut-rate price because...
there you go.
Because it's a biohazard. But I just want to say that's the USDA. That is run under the U.S. Department of Agriculture. You know, it's like, where do they get off doing all this weird stuff? And we're funding it. And just a little plug for Ron Paul. He wants to, you know, he's going to eliminate I'll just say it that way. He's going to eliminate five agencies when he's president and cut $1 trillion off the budget. And part of that is eliminating the research and development budget under the USDA. He'll keep the USDA, but eliminate that part. And that's the part. Because I went through their budget, and that's the part where they push GMOs and they do the research. And so I'm all for eliminating that. Go Ron Paul.
Basically,
yeah.
Yeah. Basically, what they're doing is they're booby trapping traditional life form.
Yeah, they are.
So
their Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, for people listening, is a very, very rare fatal degenerative brain disorder where it ends up killing you within about a year's time. So,
well, as I say, you know, the sheep, we better start waking up and keep a close eye on those Frankensteins in the laboratories.
I know it. Hey, Werner, thanks for calling. Have a wonderful day. It's always good to hear your voice.
Thanks, Werner.
Listen, everybody, we're going to go to another 3-minute break. Then Arthur in Georgia, Pat in Indiana, Kevin in Australia. I will get to you when we come back. My guest is Cassandra Anderson, MorphCity.com. Check it out. We'll be back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden. This is the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. If you would like to advertise your business or service on a network that does redistribute the truth, then I suggest you get in contact with us. The phone number for Republic Broadcasting is 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719. You can send us something via the mail, U.S. Mail, 2251 Double Creek Road, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. You can get in contact with us that way. You can go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and get in contact with us via our website. You can follow us on Republic Broadcasting Network on Facebook or via Twitter at RBN Live. RBN Live is our Twitter handle, so to speak, just like if you were doing a little trucking with your CB handle. Well, RBN Live is our handle on Twitter. You can do that if you'd like. I suggest you do because we got a lot of good information we're putting up there. And I want to say hello to everybody who's listening through our station in Dallas, which is 1140 AM KHFX in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Everybody else all around the country, all around the world, thanks for listening. We are glad that you do. And, of course, if you just want to donate a few dollars to the cause of freedom and liberty, you can do that as well. So I suggest you do one of the three things. That's my suggestion. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. My guest today is Cassandra Anderson, and she is an assistant to G. Edward Griffin, and she has a website, Morph City, which is excellent. Very well-written articles, very well-researched. I always admire people who are good writers. You're a good writer, Cassandra.
Thank
you're
so
able
much,
to clearly, succinctly put thoughts together and make create a clear picture for someone who's reading your words. So that's always helpful. It's always a good thing. It makes it much easier for people when people just write simply and, you know, just put it out there. Anyway, do you have anything you'd like to throw in specifically? Otherwise, we've got some callers here. I'm going to grab some of these callers. So
I would like to mention something. I did prepare a Liberty Action Kit, and people
okay.
can just Google that, Liberty Action Kit. And it was made for specifically for the Wall Street and other city Occupy protesters. And because they're blaming capitalism, and the true definition of capitalism is that individuals get to own property. That's it, you know? And so it's become so demonized because of monopolies, which are really a separate thing. And what a monopoly is, you know, ownership, and it eliminates competition. And the only way that a monopoly can exist is through government regulation. And so that's something that's completely separate and apart from capitalism, and capitalism is being demonized. And, in fact, capitalism in its definition says it is free market, so monopolies are the opposite. So
yeah.
While people are saying that capitalism, you know, they're blaming capitalism, that's just wrong. Go after the banking fraud and go after monopolies.
Yeah, well, that's because these nitwits down there don't know what the hell capitalism is. They don't know because they've been sitting in classrooms their entire life where these professors or the teachers have stood up there and lied to them, lied
That's
through their teeth. That's
exactly
why they have no clue. They
That's
have no
exactly
clue
true.
Whatsoever.
They don't understand it. And, you know, I've been down to the ones here in Los Angeles, and there are a lot of people that are willing to listen, which I'm so pleased about. And I took my little flyers. There's a PDF flyer that people can print out to take to these Occupy protests and let these kids know what capitalism is and get, you know, tell them the truth. It's the banking fraud, it's the monopolies, and capitalism is good. It's private property ownership. Whereas with socialism, they get to own private property, but not the means of production, like the factories and all that kind of thing. And communism, you don't get to own property, nor do you get to own the means of production.
Hang on, Cassandra. We've got a quick 60-second break. We'll be right back. Cassandra Anderson, MorphCity.com. We're coming back, kids. Don't run away.